B9, getting ready to read. Designed. Materials. Italy. Italian. Determined. Solid. Squares. Cubes. Triangles. Rods. Montessori. Cardboard. One, to design is to make in a certain way. Two, a cube is a solid shape with six sides. Three, determined means not willing to give up. Four, something hollow is not solid. Five, rods and cubes are materials. Six, an Italian is from Italy.
B9, a determined woman. In 1896, Maria Montessori was the first woman to become a doctor in Italy. But she became known all over the world for a different reason. She designed new materials to help children learn. Maria believed that children learn best when they enjoy their work. In Italian schools at that time, small children had to sit still for hours. They learned letters and numbers by saying them aloud. Some children could not learn that way. Maria was determined to find a better way. She started a school of her own and designed new materials for it. She made sets of cardboard letters that children could hold and move about. She made solid wooden squares, cubes, and triangles that fit into a board like puzzle pieces. She made rods of different lengths. The children could put these into rows from shortest to longest rods. The children liked the new materials. They played with the cardboard letters and wooden shapes for hours. But they were not just playing. They were learning. Maria was able to prove what she believed. She showed that very young children can learn reading, writing, and arithmetic if they enjoy their work. B9, a determined woman. In 1896, Maria Montessori was the first woman to become a doctor in Italy. But she became known all over the world for a different reason. She designed new materials to help children learn. Maria believed that children learn best when they enjoy their work. In Italian schools at that time, small children had to sit still for hours. They learned letters and numbers by saying them aloud. Some children could not learn that way. Maria was determined to find a better way. She started a school of her own and designed new materials for it. She made sets of cardboard letters that children could hold and move about. She made solid wooden squares, cubes, and triangles that fit into a board like puzzle pieces. She made rods of different lengths. The children could put these into rows from shortest to longest rods. The children liked the new materials. They played with the cardboard letters and wooden shapes for hours. But they were not just playing. They were learning. Maria was able to prove what she believed. She showed that very young children can learn reading, writing, and arithmetic if they enjoy their work.